Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me for another episode in our Consistency 365 series. I saw something the other day, and it was something that someone I used to be in a mastermind with shared. His name's Dan Valentine. And he said, quit letting who you were talk you out of who you're becoming. Quit letting who you were talk you out of who you're becoming.
This is one of the things that stands out to me most when people are struggling to make change and all they do is argue for their past patterns. Well, I start off really strong, but I can't ever stick with it, or I have a few good days, but inevitably, as soon as the weekend comes around, the wheels fall off the bus. Hey, quit letting who you've been talk you out of who you can be. You are doing that. You are talking yourself out of it. You are saying the way things have been is the way that they will continue to be, as though you are in some way limited by your past, but you're not. You are letting who you've been talk you out of who you can be. People who say, I can do really well all day long, but in the evening, or if I have a bad day, or when I'm emotional, you've got to realize what you are doing when you think this way and when you speak this way. There is no limitation that is put on you because of your past patterns. They're your tendency, they're your default, but they're not your limit. They're not your governor. Think about this. Where are you doing this? Either in your thoughts, in the way that you speak to other people, in the way that you speak about yourself, in what you are deciding is possible for you or not possible for you or likely for you or unlikely for you. Do not let who you have been talk you out of who you can be. Because for as long as you do that, you are going to buy into the lie that it's not possible for you. And I'm sorry, if you don't believe it's possible for you, then you're certainly not going to show up and do that work and dig in and make those changes because it takes effort. And why in the world would you put in the effort if you believe that you can't, if you believe that it's not possible? I was on the phone with a client the other day. And essentially, she was telling me, okay, that sounds great. But what I always do is, and I said, okay, and we don't need to have this conversation any further, because if that's what you always do, then you're telling me you always do it. There is no room for change. And very quickly, she realized, oh, okay, well, if I say that that's how it always is, then I'm believing it can't be any other way. So I was really grateful to see that simple line from Dan Valentine, quit letting who you were talk you out of who you are becoming. We'll see you tomorrow.